This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have to have a soft side to us to show the people that, listen, I wash the car, I drive on my own, I help with the clothes, the washing of the clothes and the drying. So what if you're a scholar? So what if you're a big man? So what if you're wealthy? If your family is happy with you and you're a good person, the hadith says, then you're really a good person in terms of character and conduct. So alhamdulillah, and now perhaps you know, but there's one problem, Habibi, I'm going to just jump the gun and tell it to you. You have a lot of other scholars who would talk bad about you, refute you, say you're astray because they don't understand what you're doing. I mean, I'm sorry, if my statement is 10 kgs and the capacity of your brain is 5 kilos, it's never going to fit in your brain. So I'm not going to waste my time giving you a 10 kilo piece of meat when I know that you only have a bag that fits 5 kg. It's okay. You can say what you want. I know what I'm doing. My allegiance is for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm going to keep on going. If I've said something that's absolutely out, you can call it out. You can say what you want. It's fine. It's good. I wouldn't be hurt about it. You can actually correct me. I would correct myself too. But to start saying just because I haven't chosen the exact department of da'wah, and by the way, I've counted more than 22 different departments of da'wah. If I haven't done just your department, it does not make me astray. I've learned to develop a thick skin, and I've learned to expect refutations from the people you least expected them from, because they don't know your circumstances, they don't know your style, they don't know your heart, they don't know what you're trying to achieve. And guess what? You're not a person who's pledged allegiance to them in any way. They don't need to understand. You belong to Allah, and you're serving Allah until the day you die. You keep on going, and that's it.